Blog Talk Radio.
Shake your money maker like somebody about to pay ya. I see you on my radar, don't you act like you afraid of shit.
You know I got it, if you wanna come get it, stand next to this money like, hey, hey. Money maker, like you were shaking that for some paper. Took your mama 9 months to make. Yeah. Might as well shake what your mama gave. Yeah. You looking good in them jeans. I bet you look even better with me in between. I keep my mind on my money, money on my mind. But you's a hell of a distraction when you shake your behind. I got JM up on my right side, pulling some cups. My whole hood is to my left and they ain't giving a fuck. So feel free to get loose and get carried away. So by tomorrow you forgot what you were saying today. But don't forget about this feeling that I'm making you get. And all the calories you burn from me making you sweat. The mile high points you earn when we taking my jet. And how every way you turn, I be making you wet. Cause you can
shake your money maker like somebody about to pay ya. I see you on my radar, don't you act like you afraid of shit.
You know I got it, if you wanna come get it, stand next to this money like, hey, hey, hey.
Shake your money maker like somebody about to pay ya. Don't worry about them haters, keep your nose up in the air.
You know I got it, if you wanna come get it, stand next to this money like, hey, switch it from right to left, and switch it till you're running right out of breath. And
good evening, and welcome to The Code. I am your host, Sophie Majalde. I have my co-host on the line, Ron, Medisa, and Dre. Welcome back, Medisa. Welcome
Hi, guys.
Back.
Hey, girlfriend.
Hey, boyfriends. I missed y'all.
No, she didn't.
You missed it.
You know what? Really,
she was out
Ron,
living her best life.
No, I wasn't. I wish I could say I was out living my best life. But you know, hey, it's all good. You know. Hi, Dre.
Hey, boo.
Why get that dry ass hat?
Because I was wiping my face. You trying to make y'all fall asleep like Ron.
Okay.
Just make a big about stud day.
What do you say?
He's thinking about stud, bae. Oh, you
his how his feelings is hurt.
She done messed around and she done messed around and hurt his little feels.
Oh, poor Ting Ting. It's okay. She was a boy anyway.
I'm done.
We're going to move this along. We're not going to start this today. So, welcome. We are The Code. We are your Friday night friends. We drink, we cuss, we say inappropriate-ass things. So that's what we're here to do for your Friday night. Tonight, you know, Ron came up with this idea. Right.
This nigga want to blame me for everything.
You did. Oh, my God. He did.
So
I'm fucking half drunk. It's the middle of the day. We talking shit and laughing, and you want to put some shit on me. No doubt. It's my fault.
You shouldn't have said it. You shouldn't have said it.
It's okay. So, Ron came up with this idea called Real or Not, right? So, that's what Medisa was like, oh, that's a good idea. But then it turned it into a game, per se. So, what we're going to do, we're going to talk some real and ratchet stuff. Then, we're going to play a game called Real or Ratchet. Don't know what this game is going to be like because we have not set any motherfucking rules.
We ain't set no rules. We ain't got no instructions.
We got a title. We got a name of a motherfucking game, but no fucking ground rules.
No rules.
Not Rose.
I don't know if
it played
with a ball, a bat, a glove. I don't know about none of that shit.
None of that. None of this. We don't know nothing.
We can wing you.
We don't know.
We can wing you.
We don't know. We just came to work today. And this is because Ron suggested it. This is Ron's suggestion in the suggestion box.
Oh, but you don't want to say anything about Bob Barker coming down the motherfucking aisle in the blender.
Oh,
yeah, you don't want to talk about that shit, though, right?
He did say Bob Barker was going to show up. He just don't know that Bob Barker's a little old. So we might call him a Drew Carey or a Wayne Brady, because y'all know I watch Let's Make a Deal every day. every day, faithfully. Hey, if I ain't sitting here laughing at Wayne Brady at 10 o'clock in the morning, something's wrong.
Lord have mercy.
So yeah, that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna do some of this ratcheting real shit. So I'm gonna share a story with you guys, okay?
Really?
I don't know if y'all have been on the internet. Ron probably has not been on the internet, but Madis and Dre, y'all been on the internet this week. And so this week we learned the internet, girl. I'm savage. Oh, Lord. So, if you do not know that April Jones is dating Fizz from B2K, if you know who April Jones is, April Jones is Omarion's
baby
mama. They got two kids together.
That's right.
And Russ. And so B2K, you know, they was all in the same group. Is Fizz and April wrong for doing this on Omarion?
I think they are. I just think that there's a code, and that you breaking the code. Like y'all were in the same group, so I'm sure that y'all were like brothers. Y'all pretty much grew up together in the industry, and I believe that relationship, you know, that they had, that's wrong. Like, it just, how do you do that? Like, it makes me think, what was y'all fucking around back in the day?
Okay, and I wouldn't say what they messing around back in the day.
No, not back in the day. My apologies, but at what point? You know what I mean? Like, were they ever? How does that happen? Like, I just, that's just, you don't, that's, to me, that's just, you don't do that. There's some things that you just don't do, and that's one of them. Like, you just breaking the code.
Okay, so this is what they said happened. You know, after her and Omarion broke up, Fizz was there to kind of help her through, because she just had a baby like 4 months prior. Plus, she had a toddler in the house. So she had a toddler and a newborn in the house. She was going through postpartum depression, and she was just literally falling apart. And Fizz kind of stepped in and said, you know, friend, I'm going to help you out. And I guess things led to further discussions, and we are here today. Now, I think it's definitely against the code, guy code, girl code, everything clashing together. It's against the code. Like Ray J said, you smashing a homie.
Yeah.
You smashing a homie, you know? So, but
y'all,
it's just a thing.
All right.
So, is this real or ratchet?
I can give it to you. I can give it to you from a good perspective and a bad perspective. Okay. Which one you want first?
Bad. Let's do the good first, and then the bad is probably going to be some bullshit. So. So let's do the good first. Let's
okay.
get on your side, and then, you know, just then push it down.
You know,
okay.
He's gonna
okay.
Somebody out, because that's what he do.
So mm-hmm. the good version is that I see that my dude is just
got out this relationship and he left a child or two children in it, and he's not there in proximity where I'm at. So I'm just checking on the children, make sure that my dude's children is what it is. And they say that you can't control love. And as time goes on, of me making sure that his situation's good, and that she, I'm noticing that she's not necessarily where she needs to be at. So I start, let me see about her, because I start to see she's a good person. And then I start to help her through whatever issue she has, realizing, oh, she's helping me through some issues too. Oh, we're mm-hmm. good for each other. And love starts to blossom and bloom, and next thing you know, you're with her. So I can see that being a natural progression of, you know, just one thing leading to the next thing, leading to the next thing, mm-hmm. and you not having mm-hmm. the foresight to okay. see where that leads. All right, so
right,
I mean, it could
right.
be harmless like that. Now,
that's
on some bullshit, it could be that, yo, I've been in this group with this motherfucker from the jump, and he ain't no more talented than me. Why the fuck this motherfucker Ooh. so cold? You know what I'm saying?
You know
what?
I was going to play that song. I was going to play it, but I decided not to.
why he fucking, you know what I'm saying, fucking around and got TV appearances and shit. He fucking on sister. You know what I'm saying? Why the fuck this shit happened? I don't understand. I'm just as talented as this nigga is. You know what I'm saying? Why he got a fucking solo career after the fucking group broke up? You know what? I'm a fuck his bitch. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm a fuck his bitch. I ain't talented like this nigga, but I got some dick, and I'm a fuck his.
I hate him so much. Oh my God, I hate Ron.
No, I'm just saying it's a possible good way and a possible bad way. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, I agree with the first part. Like, I can totally understand from the friend perspective of, you know, because postpartum depression is a motherfucker. Like, that shit ain't no joke. So I can only imagine her on top of, you know, dealing with her body, you know, dealing with her hormones and everything, trying to go back to normal from having a baby, and then you break up, and then, you know, so I get him being there, but at the same time, it's just like, you gotta, there's just certain things that you can't do. There's certain lines that you can't cross, you know what I mean? Because it ends up, it makes you look bad, you know what I mean? And I get love. You can't control who you love and how you love, but sometimes you gotta learn how to, you gotta put that shit, and you gotta be like, this is not the right thing to do. Like, what? Like,
Nadisa, we
like,
have all done things that makes us look bad for love.
I'm not, and that's true, and I'm not judging. Please don't get it twisted. I'm not judging, but I just feel like it puts, it just, to me, it'll make, if she's already going through a bunch of shit, then it may make things worse for her. You know what I mean? Like, it may potentially cause issues for her, and then that's going to make her feel even worse. So, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, you just have to understand, you know, maybe I may want to do this, but I gotta be stronger than what my desires are and do what's the right thing in this situation, because of the fact that it just, it's not cool. If the tables were turned and it was the opposite of way around, she would probably be having a fucking fit and be trying to beat some bitch ass. You know what I mean? Like, it's like people don't look at that. Like, you will justify. You know what I mean? We'll justify some shit that we do for the sake of, oh, love or whatever the case may be. But then and try to have somebody accept it. But then on the other foot, if somebody were to do that same shit to us, then we'd be ready to catch a motherfucking case. And that's what I'm saying. Like, it's those type of things that people don't consider. You know what I mean? She wouldn't feel that way if the tables were turned. And he wouldn't feel that way either. Even with his crazy, with that crazy ass baby mama he got, that motherfucker crazy. That girl's nuttier than nutty. Like, she's certifiable. The girl, when you can always tell when Monique is off her meds. But if somebody went around and messed around with old girl, and if I'm not mistaken, wasn't there a situation in which? No, that was her. That was no. I take that back. That was him, and some other chick. Okay, never mind. Scratch that. But it was Monique acting a fool about that.
Nigga, what is you talking about?
Don't start with me. Don't fucking start with me. Don't start with me. You can get cussed out. You can get cussed out. Don't start with me.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. We was on one thing. Next thing I know, you was on fucking Love and Hip Hop.
No,
I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Okay, so here's the thing. They are on Love and Hip Hop, Ron. So she's not.
I know. That's why
TNT.
I said that, nigga. I ain't that lost. This was a joke, nigga. But I'm
bummed. No, it was.
You know what? You is that lost. You is that lost.
Yeah, you are. Don't try to act like. Don't try to clean that shit up now.
I get it.
I'm
I get it. Know what I'm saying? Fuck them. Fuck them. How about that?
Okay.
Fuck them.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Okay.
Yo, John Witherspoon died, nigga. John Witherspoon.
Hey,
died.
Man, that hurt my heart, man. That hurt my
you
heart.
You
want
to hear some bullshit?
So how we go from, wait a minute, how we go from having this whole conversation?
And he's talking about me going off the subject, motherfucker. Look at
I'm
the cop.
Look at you! You just fucking Eddie Jackson. You just couldn't wait to the fucking turn the shit around back on me.
Yep,
look at you!
Yep,
you just
about
me. Fucking petty for the world. Get the fuck out of here! Bullshit.
Okay, Daddy Ruston.
And you the fucking ringleader, Maj. Don't be fucking.
Cause she was
with me on the fucking John Witherspoon shit, and you were like, "Wait a minute, how the fuck we get from?"
I'm just trying to see where y'all thought processes go. I don't know what y'all doing in these stations.
She was with me
doing.
On the motherfucking the left turn. I took the left turn. Medisa was with me. She was like, "Fuck that, I'm with you. Let's talk about it." Amaz was like, "Hit the brakes, nigga. Hit the brakes."
That will make us kind of sad, though, talking about Pop, so, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, that'll be sad. We're not trying to have sad conversation. We're
yeah,
trying to have some ratchet and real conversation, you know?
Yeah, it's
Friday.
Okay. But see, you gotta know how to transition. Let me show you the transition.
This is what a professional is.
You talk about John Witherspoon, right? And you say, oh, blah, blah, blah. Oh, it was terrible. He was social. Yo, remember him as Pops? Yeah, yeah. I know we all had one of those uncles who dressed like that. Remember the nigga, like, you had to coordinate and he opened up a suit jacket?
My uncle.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. The coordinator is me. Coordinate. No, but you ain't walking around with no mushroom belt and no mushroom.
No, I ain't mushroom with no belt, but I will throw some shit together and be cute.
I know, but
that man
had on that mushroom belt.
I'm done with you with
coordinate.
The mushroom belt.
You gotta coordinate. He was like, bang, bang. Oh,
<we're here. laughs> I tell you. You hear what I tell you? What in the world? Y'all are funny.
I need alcohol in my life right now.
You see how
no,
I transitioned that? You see how I transitioned that? You see how I took it and I made it to something good? You see what I'm saying? Nigga, follow me. I know what I'm doing, man.
No, okay, I don't want to follow you because it's down a path of hell.
Yo, that is true. That is true. You ain't never lying.
See?
You're not going into the pearly gate. You're going into the burning gate. You're going
into
the burning
gate. I'm not going to bust hell open with you. I'm not doing it. I don't feel like.
You're going to the end of the earth. You're going
to the center
of the earth. I don't feel like busting hell open with you.
I'm glad I know how y'all feel about me. I'm glad I see how y'all
Ron.
Feel about me. That's some fucked up shit.
Ron.
Don't even act like that. You know.
Listen.
Come on, man.
Listen. I will be the first one. I'm going to tell you like this. When you prepare for the pearly gates or the
nigga, how you killing me already? Well, I'm dying. What the fuck kind of conversation is this? You ain't want to talk about John Witherspoon dead. He really dead. But you want to talk about my death. Get the fuck out of here.
Listen, I want you to know that I'm going to be there making sure motherfuckers ain't telling lies on you. You hear me? I got your back.
But now, And like, look, but he the first person to say he going to hell when he say some shit that he know that he should not be saying. The first motherfucker
he
say, I know
saying.
I'm going to hell.
I know you're going.
Your whole self to hell. How you?
You know you're going. Yeah, but trying to tell me why you killing me. Nigga, you already going to hell. Whether you whether it's hell on earth or hell in the afterlife, nigga.
He's like, I know I'm going to hell for this. He said it before he said it.
I'm going to hell for this shit. Did I say it?
Yeah, that's why. That's how we know he's about to say some real fucked up, ignorant, just some shit that you should not utter. We know he's about to say, I know I'm going to hell for this.
Don't be ignorant.
Yo, Dre, you gonna sit there and let me talk about me like this, Dre? Dre, you gonna.
I've been waiting on my turn to talk about Jay Hope. That's all I've been saying, now, and I ain't got my turn yet. Y'all done changed the subject four times.
See? Oh, wow.
We T-I'd him.
Sorry, Dre.
You think y'all done changed the subject four times?
We went from John Witherspoon to them. Y'all are all over the place. What the hell are y'all drinking, first of all? What the fuck are y'all been drinking?
I'm sober.
I ain't been drinking nothing.
Me neither. I'm high off.
I ain't drinking nothing.
Well, I've been having some yak. I'm off today.
I never said some yak.
I'm over here waiting on
the peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Ooh,
good. Okay, Drake. All right,
so Drake.
You can talk
about
Drake.
What's your birthday,
Drake? My thing is, I just said it from the jump that she's a hoe. All her little interviews, she's just talking reckless the whole time. It's like she was trying to bash Omarion. And but this nigga ain't did nothing. He just sitting there trying to drop his little album with Rick Ross now. Still ain't came out. He sitting there just struggling. Ain't made no noise or nothing. His help on all the damn blogs. He all over the place. And every 5 minutes he steady saying his name. But she is supposed to have the best digger engine in the world. But he was full of hip hop. Complaining about he couldn't handle Omarion because his shit was too big. Now, bitch, what you gonna do?
Oh, Lord.
Is pop your crazy pills and shut the fuck up. These damn celebrities, for the last 3 weeks, these fucking retarded ass celebrities, and it's our people, that's part of this, y'all. All black celebrities have been talking out the side of their goddamn neck. All of them. Tank his sugar's full of damn, it's full of damn sugar in his tank.
Oh, God.
Malik Yoba, he's gay as hell. This man's talking about damn, he just calls all types of confusion with them, with the homies, and they both been like the closest out of the crew. Like, what the fuck is really going on with these damn celebrities, man? They wilding the fuck out. And then she's thinking that shit is cute. That shit is not cute. She need to go holler at old girl. What's her name? Fix My Life. She need to go holler at her.
Not y'all.
Oh, wow.
She need to go holler at her. For real.
Y'all
Van Vance. She
gets straight.
And just like Medusa said, if it was dude doing that bullshit, if it was dude going to get active, it would have been all hell but we.
Are y'all being told it? Listen here, beloved, you're being a hoe. That is some hoe shit, beloved. That is some whole shit, beloved. That's what you think.
Oh, Lord. I ain't never watched Ayala Fix My Life, nothing.
Girl, she be savage with them people. She be telling
she
them people, like,
she called,
what's her name?
That's what she
did. Keisha Cole from the Gutter Snipe. I can't deny.
She made me a mix cry.
Huh?
just because DMX is a crier. Just like Billy Bob.
She called that girl Gutter Snipe. I couldn't believe it. I said, whoa. What's her name, sister? Keisha Cole's sister. What's her name? The...
It ain't Frankie. I know which one you're talking about.
You know which one I'm talking about?
Frankie
girl?
Is the mama.
Yeah, she called that girl Nasty. That's who it is. She called that girl. She called that girl Gutter Snipe. I about died. I said, this woman has no fucking Gutter Snipe. Like, whatever the fuck that is. I don't know, but it sounds real. Low dirty.
I don't know what that is.
She called it a Gutter Snipe. Mm-hmm. What she said? I said, well, damn.
I cannot. So, Dre is like, no, they shouldn't be doing this. She a hoe. But he's like, no, they shouldn't be doing that because they were friends. Ron said, well, we can see the good side of it, but no, she shouldn't be doing that. Oh, okay. All right. That's some real ratchet shit. Oh, I see how I brought it back around. You ain't the only one who can bring shit back around, little nigga.
God darn.
Oh, shit, you do,
she said, little nigga. She said, little nigga. She said, little nigga.
You're
the only one that can bring it back around, little nigga.
Oh, shit, nigga. I does this as well, nigga.
I can't. It's too
stupid.
Sometimes.
This is what I'm talking about. It's that shit I be talking about. It's that shit right here. You know what I'm saying?
What? I mean,
come on with
I got to see. You got to say, what are you talking about?
I'm not talking about a motherfucking thing.
What are you talking about? So, what's some real shit? Like, okay, so we talked about a ratchet shit, because that was the Omarion and...
Real shit.
John Witherspoon passing. That's the real thing. Okay, so what's another real thing?
Wait. Did y'all see Byron Allen on Breakfast Club?
No. Have
Never.
Not.
Never.
I need to catch up on my Breakfast Club stuff. I need to catch up on my Breakfast Club stuff because I have literally been just sitting here looking like I've been working. And have not been listening to any of my podcasts.
So this nigga is suing Comcast and Charter. Those are two cable companies.
Hey, you work for one of them people, don't you?
Not never.
Oh, you're the cox man. Sorry.
But don't
yes,
sorry.
That's what she said.
I thought Cox was a subsidiary of Comcast. But anywho, go ahead. What's your story?
Nah, they're not a subsidiary of Comcast. They just licensed some of their proprietary information.
Got it.
So he's suing them because they have racist business practices. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He took them to court. Comcast won their suit. Charter lost. So Charter appealed it. So he said, well, since y'all go appeal my win, I'm going to appeal the Comcast loss. And it went to the Ninth Circuit of Appeal, and then he won both of them. And then, so now they like, well, we're taking it to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court was like, well, nah, we're not listening to that. That's not something that we're going to listen to, but we are going to address this. And what they are going to address is something that was made into law in 1861.
1861, when none of us was here. Ain't no case.
Wow.
In 1861, literally, we were 3/5 of a person, right? Well, some would say we still are. Anyway, that being said, they are going to court later this month in the Supreme Court, and they're fighting on some shit that, and exactly what it is, I don't want to get it twisted, but basically it's some shit that will revert us back to the same status that we had in 1861 is the shit that they're going to court on. And I'm like, yo, this shit is fucking bananas how a business deal from a black man could lead to this shit. And it's some real, like, has some real ramifications to the fucking lawsuit. You know what I mean? So I suggest y'all check it out. People listening, check it out. And see how we can get some way behind this dude and what he's doing. Because it's crazy how they get into a lawsuit and then it somehow flip into a civil rights or human rights type shit and type lawsuit. But that's some real shit right there. I think y'all need to. And then also how that motherfucker bought the Weather Channel. This nigga bought the Weather Channel.
The Weather Channel was awesome. Like the Weather Channel. Everybody watch the Weather Channel. Or if you ain't watching the Weather Channel, you own WeatherChannel.com because you're like, wait a minute, I'm supposed to go to XYZ this weekend. Let me go check and see what the weather's going to be like there. Let me check out the 10-day forecast.
Everybody fuck with the Weather Channel.
Everybody. Young and old.
Even when you look, like in your cable shit, if you go to like the little feature it got to show you the weather, they accessing the Weather Channel. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So every fucking mind.
Watching the Weather Channel. Weather Channel for everybody. They be getting to the money.
And it makes paper, yes. Yes, absolutely. But yeah, but that's some, you know what I'm saying, that's some real shit. That Byron Allen interview, I suggest you, you know what I'm saying, check that out. That was maybe a sponsor.
I'll check it out. I still got to check out some other ones from, because I got to hear Tank's try to change his mind of what he said last week. I still got to watch that one.
It makes sense, though, what he said. It makes perfect sense.
Are we sure that it made perfect sense? Are we sure? Are we positive? Are we sure?
That man there, why?
Cause Sugar Tank, like, he like weenie.
Sugar Tank?
He like weenie.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, that nigga likes weenie.
Listen, he got something like that.
I'm not saying that he do what he don't like, what he do what he don't like. But I've been in a situation before when it's been multiple women and you the only man and you trying to stick hard to your point. You know what I'm saying? Because you know in theory and practice, your point is right. But they find one fucking situation where your point ain't right. No, I'm saying.
Right,
and you still
that ain't right in
nobody's
point.
But it is right that, listen.
What?
If you snort coke tonight.
No.
And then you snort coke this weekend.
No.
No. All right. And then starting Monday, you never snort coke again. Are you a fucking cokehead?
See, that's that bullshit.
Then that's
right
the,
there,
you know, right. Okay, so this is what we said on the Nick D at Night show. That made sense, right? What you just said. He should have used a better example. Just use
yeah.
Better
no, you
example,
right. I got
he
you, but
it wasn't
him using the example. He was saying he was talking about cheating, which was his
right.
example. And then these slick-ass fucking women, y'all motherfuckers, She said, what about sucking dick? Well, if you suck the dick or two, does that make you, you know what I'm saying? And now his whole fucking theory is shot to hell because she wanted to be so fucking smart and come up with the ultimate fucking, you know what I mean, bullshit. So he was like, he ain't want to be wrong because now if he's wrong about that, then we go backtrack and everything else you said is wrong. So he was just trying to, you know what I'm saying, stick to his point, but he played himself. Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
At least that's what he said. And it made sense to me because I've been in similar, well, I've never been in a situation where I said sucking dick is not gay, but I've been in a situation where I've been talking with women and not wanting to backtrack off my stance because I know it's right, but get to a point where it's like, damn, if I say this, I'm playing myself.
Okay.
And then often as men, we go ahead and say it. And play ourselves.
I wish you would. You just. You played yourself. Played yourself. Okay. All right. So here's some ratchet-ish. Like, so there's a. I don't know if I told y'all. There's a couple. Well, not even a couple. There is this man and this woman who like to come in my store, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we know them. Like, we know them separately. Like, that's Fred and that's Elisa. Like, we know them.
Mm-hmm.
We know Fred's married. We know Elisa is married. But they ain't married to each other, right? So unknowns to everybody in the world, we have cameras all over the store to the point where they're so hidden you don't even realize that they're there and that they're rolling at all times. So one night, a couple of weeks ago, we got it on camera of Fred and Elisa kissing in the aisle, and he rubbing on her butt.
Oh.
That was on a Thursday night. Well, on Friday night, they came in the store again. You know, I work Fridays, and now the Thursday night, people done told me what happened. So I'm like, they ain't gonna come in the store today. So they come in the store again. I was like, okay. So he comes in first. He's lollygagging, waiting for her to come in. She comes in. She introduces him to one of her friends that's with her or whatever, and they're just laughing and kikiing, okay? So I'm looking at them like, this can't be my homie Fred. This can't be Fred. Really, Fred? I know your wife, Fred. Like, she comes in here, too. Like, come on. So, tonight, as I'm working my Friday night, Elisa comes in.
Wait. Before you continue. So, you telling me, he walks in, him of the whole marriage with his wife home. She walks in, her of the whole husband home, and she walks in with another dude who's also married?
No, it's another young, it's another woman that's with her.
All right, she walks in with another woman.
Yeah, she walked in with another woman, and she was like, remember I told you about my friend, Fred? And she was like, oh, hey, how are you doing? And then we was like, how y'all know each other? And so they was like, we're neighbors. We, you know, our kids get on the bus at the same place. Oh, okay. But in our heads, we're like, but y'all was just kissing and fondling each other in the house. But all right. That's what y'all was doing. Hey, y'all was in our aisle. I could kissing and shit. Okay. All right. And we got to pretend like we didn't see it on the camera.
Oh, Lord.
And so, right. So, tonight, she comes in. She buys her little product. And let me keep in mind, she comes in about 9:45. She knows we close at 10. Okay. So, she buys her little stuff, and then she goes out. And then she comes back in, and she was like, hey, do you know what this fruit-flavored nicotine gum is? I was like, oh, yeah, I do, so I get it. And keep in mind, this is what Fred always buys when he comes into the store.
So now you buying Fred's nicotine gum.
Oh, shit.
Ma'am. Now, I don't think she realized it. And then when I was leaving, y'all, why are y'all sitting at the back of the Walgreens store? Why? Why are you waiting on him to come along the way? Y'all not going to make this doggone Walgreens your host spot.
You know what this sound like? This sound like Joey Greco and Cheetah is going to pull up. And they're going to have a fucking camera taking them into the motherfucking Walgreens. That's what it sounds like.
At the Walgreens. And I'm going to be like, what's going on? I'm going to call them. I'm going to call Cheaters. Put the Walgreens on the map.
Like.
Put the Walgreens on the map. Y'all, they not, when I tell y'all, they so blatant with it. Oh, my God.
Oh,
and I guess Walgreens is their, it's definitely their meetup spot, and I don't think they realize those cameras are set in the ceiling the way that they are. Like, you have the ones that you're like, oh, that's a camera. You know, but there's flat ones in the ceiling that go full circle.
Oh, yeah.
So they don't really, they probably think the flat ones are like a smoke detector or something, but it's not. It's actually cameras. There's like 30 cameras in that place, like legit. And I'm like, Fred and Elisa, really? Really? And I wanted to say to her, I know that's for Fred. I know that's for Fred. These are the ones that Fred get. Because she was like, let me take a picture of it and make sure this is the right thing. I wanted to say, it's right.
I'm done.
It's right. I know this is for Fred.
And these are condoms that he get.
No, so she's the one, no matter of fact, she's the one who usually buys the condoms.
Oh.
But tonight she didn't buy any. She bought a whole bunch of lipstick using her coupon.
Oh, so she's sucking dick tonight.
Oh, with lipstick on? Ruby red.
Look, with some new lipstick on. With some new Revlon.
Ruby red.
That's why she bought
a new Revlon. She bought like eight different ones because we did four transactions. And so, yeah, because she had coupons.
Oh, Lord, that lady. I can't.
Y'all, that'd be my highlight on Friday nights. I kid y'all not.
That's funny. I would be dying. I would be dying.
She was probably thankful to see me and not see somebody else because one of the girls was like, so when they came in on the Thursday night, I said, why you say that to that woman? So on the camera, you know, they walk up to the counter together and the other young lady, she's talking to him. And she was like, oh, yeah, we're neighbors and we ride the bus. So she was like, so you know his wife too?
Oh.
And her facial expression and her demeanor changed, and you could see it in the camera.
Oh, no.
I told her, I said, why you say it? She was like, because she wrong, and she know it. I said, he's just as wrong. It takes multiple people to cheat. It don't take just one.
Mm-hmm. Ain't just one person.
They both just as equally wrong. And you then, if that's the case, you should have said, well, you know her husband, too? Like, come on now. Don't insert yourself into it. Just sit back and watch because it's just funny. It's funny. Fred and Elisa out there just gallivanting in the streets, cheating on their spouses and shit.
Secret motherfucking
love. At the Walgreens. What is so... Oh, my God. So, you know the music plays all types of music, and it's just like, it don't play the same music all the time. One day, Secret Lovers did come on. Y'all know I was in there.
I just
be in the photo lab, just over there singing. Yo, when I tell y'all, I be sitting, people don't realize I'm even standing in the photo lab half of the time until I say something. Hey, oh, my God. When I tell you I'll be sitting over there dying laughing. Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
That's crazy. Her okay, short ass measure. Tiptoeing. Her short ass tiptoeing, and they still can't see ass from behind it. Short ass.
No, they can. You can see me, but I'm quiet over there. Like, I'm just over there working diligently trying to get people's photos together.
I'm
so,
working diligently. No, you just being
yes.
You just being fucking stealth. That's what you do.
Yeah, girl. You got to be, because that's how you see shit. That's
no,
how you see
you
shit. That's
fucking
how I knew that dude stole them potato chips the other day. That's how I saw this dude steal some potato chips.
I cannot.
Nigga, you stole some 99-cent Cheetos. Really?
I can't.
$1.06. You ain't got $1.06 for some Cheetos. Yeah.
Nigga, the times is hard.
And what was so crazy when he was walking up the door? I was like, have a good day, sir. He jumped.
Oh, he's hurt.
And jumped. Scared. Sir, stop stealing. Just stop stealing. And you know we can't chase after nobody who steals. We just got to let them leave.
Yeah, let them steal. Mm-hmm.
Got to let them steal.
That's crazy.
It's like that dude who stole that 16 bottles of Dove.
Damn.
16 bottles of Dove.
He stuck them in his pants. Yeah, he stuck them in. Wow. He had some baggy sweatpants. And he stuck them in his sweatpants.
We
watched them. Now we got to put the dog on the little circle thing that you have to. The magnet,
yeah.
No, the magnetized stickers that's on there. Now we got to stick them on there.
Yeah.
On the Dove.
I hate them damn things.
So
but
now every time he come in there, he be trying to steal them. He be beeping.
Mm-hmm, that's what he get. Stealing
mm-hmm.
ass.
Yeah, people steal some of the dumbest shit. You, okay, so is it was a beer. It's something steel. Something, I don't know. It's in a black can.
Still reserve?
Yeah, that shit. So, that shit's on sale for 99 cents all the time.
Wait a minute. Wait one fucking minute. I'm going to need you not to be throwing fucking hints out the window, and this nigga know exactly what fucking crackhead beer you talking about. Why the fuck are you so intimately knowledgeable about the crackhead beer and what the fuck she was talking about? How the fuck did you know about
this?
Because
one of my neighbors drink that shit.
Yeah,
oh, God. And I had to go
you
to home.
Hey, this nigga lying.
So you don't went from white people box wine to black people crack beer?
I went to Walgreens one day, and my neighbor drinks that. So I was going to Walgreens to get me some wine because the wine was on sale. Thank you very much. He drinks craft beer. So he drinks this fucking Sierra Nevada and all this other shit, right? These craft beer, all this, you know, that shit. The ale, pale ales, all that shit. He drink all that shit.
Nigga, you're making the story too long.
Shut the fuck up, Ron.
Bring me to you lying.
No, because I feel the need. Because don't be attacking me like I don't know. I'm listen here, okay? I don't know. I don't drink that shit, but I know somebody who does. Motherfucking man. And I still drink white people box wine and other things. Thank you very much.
And other things.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like,
this nigga
like,
was like, steel reserve,
like,
32-ounce,
like
14.5%
like
alcohol.
Apple I like apple crown and apple juice, and I like they have this tequila that's infused with lime, and I like it because it doesn't give me a hangover. It doesn't make me feel like death the next day. So, yeah, you know. And I can't drink a bunch of wine because it's so sweet. And it's bad for, you know, it makes me gain weight. So, you know, I'm trying to keep my little girlish figure. So I can't be drinking all that sweet-ass wine all the time. Now.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho.
And that's why I start using heroin.
Don't
ask,
you stupid. I hate you.
I gotta keep my shape. So I just inject my drug. I don't drink no more.
Oh my
gosh. Oh shit. Ron. I'm stupid. Don't pay me no mind.
Dumb. You're so dumb.
That's funny.
But anyway, people be stealing the 99 cent Steel Reserve. That's what my point was came through. That people be stealing the 99 cent. Because clearly you say it's not 99 cent beer is a crackhead beer.
Yeah. I forgot the point we were trying to make.
Say what?
Shut up, Ron.
I forgot. Yeah, the mind was trying to make a point, and then I interrupted her, and you were all fucking defending your fucking crack drinking.
Shut the fuck up now, damn it.
Man, they're stealing crackhead beers and shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Lord.
He tried to put those in the sweatpants, too?
No, that dude put his in his, it's a different dude. It's multiple dudes who come in there that be stealing shit.
Oh, God, damn.
So... Yeah. And they be putting them in their pants. They putting them in their pants.
Well, it is what it is. Listen. So, all right. So, boom. So, is that real or is that ratchet when the motherfuckers go in the fucking establishment and come out? Like, is it real because they really need what they're doing it for? Or is it ratchet because they just... trying to find the easiest way to go about getting some money in this field.
Hmm. That's ratchet as hell. I don't care. Shit, there ain't no need to steal. Stop stealing.
You can't just, yeah, I know.
Especially when it's in, well, especially when the shit be like 99 cents. You can ask multiple people, hey, you got 20 cents? Because you got 80 cents. You got a dollar.
Stand out here and ask for change. Just write a sign and be like, you homeless, and ask for change. And people will give it to you. Because I've seen people sit out there and do it all the time. But you know. Folks don't understand that. Ugh. I'm tired.
Oh, no, man. I'm listening to what y'all saying. And it's rough as a man. I almost think I'd rather steal than pay him.
Okay. So you just gonna walk around stealing? You just gonna walk around stealing 99 cent chips and 99 cent beer? Like, come on now.
Why would you say okay like that? What are you doing?
Wait a minute. I got a chick fit telling me.
What are you
doing?
Okay.
I'm done.
How did I say it?
Okay.
you fucking asshole.
Wait a minute. How did I say it? Because I don't know how I
you
said it.
I don't know how to.
No, it was just the tone. It was you said it in that little accent. You was like, okay. So you what? You just was like,
I don't know.
It was the okay was like okay, the okay was kind of like in the tone of, oh, so your motherfucking ass is gonna speak.
Right. Right. I got you.
You just gonna walk around stealing. You ain't gonna bad.
You walk around stealing.
Stealing damn 99 cent beer.
Fucking smelling in the making. Come here, you fucking jailbird. How about this?
Like, you really, like, you gonna go, like if you get caught stealing,
You gonna go to jail for stealing 99-cent Cheetos and 99-cent beer?
You just gonna fucking steal and go to jail. You can just bag and not go to jail. That's it. Ain't no law against stealing. You much rather go to jail than beg. You stupid. Stale bologna sandwiches
and old ass ramen noodles for stealing, and you can just beg. Just write a sign.
All you gotta do is put on there.
Write a sign.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is write a sign and put homeless veteran need help. God bless you. Anything to help.
Ain't nobody gonna check it out. Ain't nobody gonna pull your record.
This nigga said, God bless you.
Ain't nobody gonna pull your records.
Your cup will run us over. Because you say you're a
veteran. Y'all stupid.
And
you
will
never
have to.
The big one.
He's going to take the walk of shame. He's going to take the walk of shame for
99
cents. Okay. Okay, sir.
99 cents. Cheetos. $2.14. All you had to do was pay for the Cheetos and the beer. $2.14.
I'm done with you. I'm done with you fucking adding tax automatically, you fucking cash register ass nigga. I'm done with you. This motherfucker had jacked every fucking thing.
Alright,
I see how she's getting it. Nothing, nigga. Fucking automatically fucking 5.3% tax.
I'm saying. It's actually 7 cents on food. But.
Yeah. Look at this nigga. Look at this nigga. 7 cents on food, 14.5% on fucking upholstery, and fucking medicine is no fucking tax because the fucking government ain't paid for that finally. The fuck out of here.
Can you go into jail for $2.14? Bail will be set at $1,000. No, you
right.
will not
you
be are... released on your own reconnaissance. No, you steal.
You're going to jail. You're a thief.
And then somebody else out begging and getting all the Cheetos, getting all the steel reserves.
They going over there.
all the crackheads.
They going over there to get that 2 for 2, that 4 for 4. They getting back.
They going to keep going, going to get a large 10, and they're going to keep going back to the McDonald's and filling it up.
Well, actually, you ain't got to get a large 10 now. They put any drink in your car on the damn dollar menu now. So they straight. They
listen,
to
this nigga. Listen to this nigga. I hate drinking Dr. Pepper in the hot-ass sun.
This nigga, the fucking dollar menu fucking connoisseur.
No, because I paid attention to it. You know, like, when you get your combo, you know, they don't do combos that, like that anymore at McDonald's. They just got to build your fucking sandwich or your damn, your food and shit, right? So I
oh, what?
Chicken. Yeah, they trying to upscale that shit. Like, you got to punch it in on this little computer shit. You know, it's just wild.
Right.
So
I seen that.
I was trying to get my little chicken nuggets. And so I was like, well, damn, what is the damn menu at the value meal joint? And my man was like, nah, man, you get any drink in your car. I was like, ain't that a bitch? I should have been doing that shit.
So Dre, are you gonna steal a steel reserve and some Cheetos? Or you gonna go outside the panhandle?
Shit, I must go to panhandle. Fuck that. Cause I remember this little dude, this before the steel reserve came out. He used to steal the damn. You remember when the fucking 40
steel reserve has been around forever?
No, it ain't. No, it hasn't.
Oh, you this nigga old?
Yeah, it hasn't. And see, the thing is, you remember when the damn 40 ounces used to be in glass bottles? Now they got them in the little plastic ones, right? So,
I don't know.
Yeah, they ain't in the plastic. They're not in glass no more. So I remember when I had to get off work at my second job, and I remember working at Eden. I was walking from McDonald's to my apartment and shit, right? And he used to be this old-ass white man coming out of the damn food line. And he would, all you hear is clink, clink, clink. And everybody's like, damn, this nigga got some brass balls or some shit. This nigga done went to food line. And he used to go in there, he used to steal 440s. And he used to have on the tightest jeans. And he would put them in his damn jeans. And so one day he walked in there, clink, 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 got out, smooth as hell. Second day, again, smooth as shit. The third day, this nigga was coming out, the white man was coming out of there, and all you heard was this nigga walking, but he was walking fast. So the woman was behind, she was like, sir, sir. All you heard was clink, 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 clink. Then all you heard was this shit brushing down his fucking leg. But this nigga had four beers. Beers running down his damn leg, and his shit was bleeding like a motherfucker, man. That shit was the funniest shit ever. So I'm quite sure he would much rather steal a damn steel over a damn steel reserve to this in the damn joint. Well, I still hit damn 40 ounces in that glass. And you're right. That is the crackhead beer because the split malt liquor bull ain't strong as the steel reserve no more. That's why they drink that. So that's your education for today on malt liquor.
No, I don't drink nobody's malt liquor.
Because you used to that box wine, and then you're trying to step out.
I don't drink box wine. That's
Medusa.
I don't drink
nobody's
box wine.
I said
Medusa. Well, you know, box wine. I don't drink as much anymore.
What's
up? Oh, Lord.
You've been proud of me today at work, bro. So, the little homie came in today, right? This nigga was all stressed out.
Oh, is this ratchet or real? Is this ratchet or real?
Oh, no. This is real and ratchet. So, little homie
came in,
he was stressed the fuck
out.
It's
really ratchet.
Yeah, this shit is crazy. He was like, yo, man, I need to holler at you for a minute. I was like, what the fuck going on, nigga? You need to get over here and help me with these damn displays. He's like, yo, man, I can't work over there. I was like, why, nigga? He said, man, you see that girl with the big old ass, with the ugly face? I was like, yeah. He said, that's my baby mom. So I'm thinking he's lying, right? Because this nigga always talk shit. He's fucking up. I was like, man, stop playing. Come on, man. He's like, no, bro. That's my baby mom, man. And my girl come up here and pick me up for lunch and shit. And if she see me over there, you know what I'm saying? We had to be outside for a little bit. There's going to be some shit. So, me being me, I go over there, and I'm like, we're going to get somebody else to take Vic's spot because he got this on the back. Man, that bitch is Vic. Oh, hell no. So, she's going off, right, Ron? She's going off. So, I told Vic, I pulled him to the side, I said, look, man, I said, I don't know if y'all fight or whatever, you know what I'm saying, you beat your woman or whatever. He's like, no, I don't put my hands on her. He said, I just take off running. You know what I'm saying? I just run. I ain't going to hit her. I said, no, don't do that. I said, let me tell you what you do. Because this nigga got custody of his kid, right? I said, you got that kid and shit, right? Well, he ain't got custody, but the child been with him for like two or three months. I said, go downtown and file for custody. And say, she only come get him on the weekend. He was like, oh, well, I can do that. I was like, yeah. I said, and on top of that, let her hit you, nigga. And he said, man, you see all these bruises and scars and shit on her arm? I said, nigga. Let her hit you again. Whoever gets the phone first, the other one's going to jail. That's all you got to do is just sit there and then record the shit and watch you beating on the car police. Don't you know. Break time hit at 12 o'clock. We all outside chilling and whatnot. Some kind of chemical and shit that happened. The damn person needs to come outside. Man, this dude fucked outside. This bitch baby D'd his ass. Yo, I mean straight right hand. Wow. So this nigga jumps up and looks at me. He's like, bitch, you going to jail, man. That motherfucker called the authority. Not the police, he called the authority. He was all white dudes. He arrested that damn girl. So I was playing Love Doctor today. I didn't think the nigga was going to really call the police on the girl. Well, they locked her ass up.
You told him to call the police.
Told him.
But I didn't think the nigga was going to use my advice. But she nailed his ass. But they won't see there today. I know she ain't going to be at work in the morning. She probably mad.
The nigga was comfortable running, and here you go, get this motherfucker badly in his back. He was
wow.
Like, no problem, I'm going to run. I'm a runner.
Nigga was
not
comfortable
a fighter.
Running.
And then here this nigga comes in. Nah, nigga, take that sock. Let her sock you in your jaw, nigga. And you can take that shit. You a man. You can win. Just say, fuck Hal Washington. Then all of a sudden, this nigga got him calling the police. Yo, you just a dumb man. How you gonna do? Not the po-po, nigga.
Po-po.
Well, hey, it's either her go to jail or this nigga go to jail fighting back.
Nigga, ain't nobody got to go to jail. He was comfortable running. Let that bitch ass
like,
nigga
he
keep
was
running.
He was running. Like that nigga
he
was
said,
like,
he said,
no,
work
I can't
over
work over there today because my baby mama will be crazy.
And if my girl now see me with the crazy bitch, she go fuck me up. I don't want to get my ass beat. I can't run but so fast. He was comfortable, nigga. Here you go, putting the battery in his back, fucking shit up. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And then talking about some, I was giving advice. You need not give anybody any advice ever.
Not never.
Not now.
Well,
not
he
now.
Ain't getting his ass with no more. And I bet she'll think about it twice. Before she do it again, maybe she's going to have to take your paper off.
Then got that girl locked up while she's trying to make a decent living.
First of all, the
she
first
was,
thing
make
you fucked up with Jay,
she told him when he walked out the door.
You told this nigga to go down and file for custody. Nigga, he ain't no better parent than she is. If he running from the bitch, what you think he gonna do for the children?
No, but see, that's the thing. He's running because he didn't want to fight her. He's trying not
they
to go.
What I'm saying is, you think children won't run all over you and abuse you like
oh,
a woman will? You think children won't?
He better not let
children are manipulative little fucking bastards.
Oh, Lord.
Am I wrong?
Oh, that's how you raise. Some of them children is not raised right. That's how they become that.
And well, look at the person who's going to be raising them. You see what I'm saying? This nigga fucking Carl Lewis.
Been running all his life. This nigga been running.
I just got
his life. Now, this nigga been running. Been comfortable.
Comfortable, nigga been comfortable running.
I can't.
Here comes Dre with a fucking energizer for his back. Nah, nigga, fuck that. You ain't got to run, nigga. I know your feet hurt. Don't be running.
Don't be
running,
right,
for
don't
that
be running nigga. Just go ahead. You ain't got to take
nigga,
that shit, nigga.
That.
You ain't got to take that.
You ain't got to take that running shit, nigga. Just take that left hand to your jaw, nigga. And then take your phone out
to the jaw.
And call fucking 911. All them white people. Call 911, 311, 411. Get the information on the bitch and then report a red light. All that shit. Everything. Just call everybody.
That's funny. This nigga out here.
Call the police. You don't need to give no more fucking advice.
You make sure you call the police on her next time she puts her hands on you.
Beat up himself. What the dude keep getting beat up for the rest of his life. That's so.
Nigga. Who's gonna get beat up? She gonna beat your ass. When she come back to work, she gonna beat your ass.
Right. You better get comfortable
that.
Running, nigga. You better where your fucking trap you.
And look, and Thug Bay mad at him, so he can't get her to fight her.
Right.
Shit. Apparently,
Thug Bay mad at you. Why Thug Bay mad at you?
Come here, out there flirting with them women.
Nah,
what happened with
Thug?
Oh, no, wait a minute.
You
got punched in the eye.
Jimmy Walker punched Danny Terrio on the lips. What?
No, what it was.
Okay, we got to hear the story.
Apparently last night, she went home, and she got caught slipping, I guess, and her damn her girlfriend went through her phone and seen her texting some dude some nasty. I guess she was texting him some nasty shit, too. And then her and the girl got into it, and the girl fucked her. Popped that damn eye. She came to work today with a swole ass eye up under the face glass. And she going to sit there and be like, yeah, man, I got caught slipping. She hit me, you know what I'm saying? And then she going to pull me to the side, go give me the damn it's me, not you talk. Talk about, yeah, I can't be talking no more, man. I ain't going to be fucking with you no more. You can't go to the store no more. And I'm like, nigga, we only went to the store one time. And she was like,
she can't be buying you no more lunch, and she can't bring you no more dinner. That's what that is, nigga. All your plates have been exited. You can't get another plate.
No
plate.
She bought me.
No.
And she bought me something from the damn crib, from the, whatever she took that time. That's it. Other than that, she just been in there straight blocking my damn, blocking, thinking I'm trying to holler at these girls.
Now
to
her girlfriend. And her girlfriend done said, oh, bitch, you flirting with niggas now? Oh, bitch, what's wrong with you?
Great, it's all your fault.
Great, it's all your fault.
I don't know who she flirting with.
No, Dre, I'm going to tell you what you fucked up at. And that's exactly it. That's exactly it. The fact that you ain't get this fucking curiosity, no dick. You know what I'm saying? You got her out here fucking flirting with other niggas. You should have just
You should have gave the dick.
You know what I'm saying? She would have been bringing, and then she wouldn't have got caught texting the next nigga all loosely, because she'd have been fucking infatuated with your fucking penis. You see, you fucked up. So now nobody can't get no fucking Stud Bay love, because Stud Bay is back with fucking her fucking. Well, wait, hold on. If she's the stud in a relationship, that means the feminine one beating her ass?
Exactly.
Oh,
that's why I said,
you got
that's
two
why
niggas
I said
the
old girl
the dog
get out of jail.
Workplace.
Yeah, that's why I said if old girl get out of jail trying to fight me, I can't count on Stud, but she can't fight that. But then her shit was swole up this morning. And that was a big bitch to hit that damn nigga. That's a big head, Jay.
That's a big bitch.
God damn it.
So, I can't with none of this. This shit here. If you just should have just told you, you are the reason that chick walking around here thinking she can talk to other men. Bitch, you's a man.
No, I think she's been doing it on the low. I think she's been doing it the whole time.
So you got Stud Bay into some shit. You got this nigga fucking calling the police. Nigga, who else in the fucking workplace is you fucking up their life? What the fuck is going on?
Man, Ron, I work in the most ratchet.
How you going to the workplace
ever,
and fucking
man.
Up everybody's life?
I work in the goodest spot fucking ever, man. I mean, that shit is straight ratchet. We ain't got no security guards. We ain't got no security cameras. One dude got choked out. They woke the nigga up and said, hey, man, get back on the line. And I'm like, I ain't never in my life seen shit like this, man. Like, this shit is fucking nuts. And I go to work. I don't know what the damn expect.
I don't know, neither. I can't call it. All I know is this. Nigga, you should have been gay, stub, baited dick. And we wouldn't have had
this. She could have left that girl a long time ago. Now she's stuck in the relationship because the girl ain't going to let her go because there's domestic violence involved.
And then, see, this is how everything is connected. Everything is. See, if you'd have been giving Stud Baited dick right now, when old boy was like, yo, I can't work over there, you could have sent Stud Bay over there to yo, handle that bitch over there. Make sure she don't fuck with this bitch ass running nigga. You know what I'm saying? You could have put Stud Bay on the job. You know what I'm saying? To handle that. But no, you ain't wielding your fucking penis power properly.
Oh, Lord.
He out here misusing the pen, the PT power.
Misusing the PT power. Dre's fucking up the workplace and fucking Medisa fucking out. She's fucking everything up. I don't know what the fuck's going on with her. Well, her fucking crackhead drinking neighbors.
Drinking on the fucking going on. And there's a lady, who comes in and buys it. Like, she be, I could smell beer on her breath already, and I'm really not sure she said it. But she come in, she be like, "Girl, how you doing today?" "Ma'am, I'm fine. But your wig is crooked." "Your wig is crooked,
Lord,
ma'am." And she got one of them wigs with a long wig, and she done plaited it up and got two ponytails, y'all.
Oh, Lord.
And then talks about, "I'm going over to the church." "When?" "Not now. Don't you go over there to that church after today?"
"What?" "Listen. That's how she go get
she
shit. You go over there and you fucked up. And they give you shit, nigga."
Oh, no. No, this is some real ratchet shit.
Yeah.
Like, y'all ratchet it down.
I'm just saying.
Every time I go pick up somebody at that doggone job, I don't never see nobody out there fighting. They done fought all day long. Out there fighting. They fighting.
This man do not know how to park his truck. This is horrible.
What is you sitting outside?
What is it doing? You the park?
Oh yeah, I'm at I'm picking up Babe from work. So, and this guy, the driver of this truck, this man don't never know how to park this big ass truck, and he's just horrible.
I'm like, what?
Yeah, he about to run over. He about to hit the tree. He's about to run.
I cannot.
What happens? They don't want to get touched. The color of the truck driving position.
All right. So let me ask y'all some real, some ratchet shit. So I'm sitting here. And on the screen is Sanford and Son, right? And Lamont got this big heavy chick in the house with him. And I don't got the sound on, and I ain't got the thing, so I don't know what they're saying. But my question to y'all is, could you see yourself with a person of the opposite sex who's 150, 200 pounds more than you? And they be the person you with. But they paid. When I say they paid out the ass. And you just with them for the money. Could you see yourself just being with them for the money?
And they what? What's wrong with them?
They just digged in the motherfucker. They like 150, 200
No, I cannot do that. Oh, my God.
I don't
care. You want to try to want my sugar. Ew. Nigga, you got titties. If I were looking at some titties, I want my titties to be attached to a person who's supposed to have them shits, not you.
That part.
I'm sorry, but I'm just saying. Or, dude, your stomach. When was the last time you saw your weenie? Never? Okay, now.
You saw your weenie? Never.
Never. You ain't never seen it? Never.
breathing so hard? Like, I would, oh, God, I wish he would be in a, if that was the case, let me tell you something. He'd probably be in a mentally abusive relationship with me.
I can't.
And I would probably mentally abuse him often. Because even, like, when Dre, let's say, okay, like, when Dre, like, was, one day he was in the car, and I could just hear his breathing. I was like, why are you breathing so hard?
I was just breathing.
I'm done.
They said I was just breathing. Like, I cannot stand to hear somebody breathe like, like, I can't stand that shit. Why are you breathing so hard? What's wrong with you? Stop breathing or some shit. I don't know what you're saying. I'm done.
Nigga, is that your regular respiration? Is that normally how you fucking inhale and exhale?
Nigga, is you breathing or weak?
You got, all right, you're breathing a wheezing. I think you need to get that checked out.
Like, what is she doing? And then,
oh,
if you're like obese, you might have the sugar diabetes, you got asthma, you got heart problems,
high blood pressure.
Can you get up and walk
disease,
on your own?
High cholesterol.
Nigga, nigga got sleep apnea and an appetite. That shit don't fucking mix. You can't have both of them.
No, dude, we are not about to be 600-pound life, you in love and shit, and I don't like you. I'm not fixing you a motherfucking thing to eat. Nigga, you don't need that cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need it.
All right.
Salad.
All right. Tell us how you really feel,
son. Salad. No carbs.
No, you got to go on a liquid diet. How about that?
Nigga, you got tennis shoes that you don't need running.
You're going to drink Ensure, a boost. That's what you're going to have for dinner. One a day. Slim pack.
One a day. Slim slow.
Right. No, I'm not going to get you no hot flying Cheetos and no Steel Reserve. No.
I don't got $2.17 or 14 cents.
I don't have $2.14.
No. I'm going to go to Kroger's and buy you a pack of green beans. 10 for 10. Frozen green beans. 10 for 10. That's
all right, so you feel the same way, Medica?
Absolutely. I just can't. Ain't enough money in the world.
What about you, Jay?
I don't know if I would.
Yeah, so I'm
y'all both gonna be sitting there breathing hard together.
You stupid. You stupid.
I can't breathe.
Look at these motherfuckers, breathe in, breathe out. These motherfuckers, the breathing twins. Y'all
why
fucking breathing out. call a bitch a breather.
When I see your face, I'm a breather. Not a single thing. I'm down in my mind. I'm a breather.
You my little fucking breather. I love you, baby.
I'm a breather. Oh, God. Oh, God. Y'all got it. I'm a breather.
Awesome. I'm a breather.
I can't breathe.
Get you some of them. I'm gonna get you some of them nose strips for motherfucking Valentine's Day, so you can fucking open up your.
The
breathe right strips.
He just knows how to love me. You know he loves you when you when he bring you your stuff that you like. I like breathing strips. I like.
I cannot.
I like them.
And he bring me cakes and pies and shit.
Cakes, diet soda, and Brie Rice strips. That's my nigga.
That's my dude. That's my guy. That's my dude. I love him. He loves me a long time.
And then when we go to Olive Garden, he let me fucking eat one and take one. He don't even get nothing. He went and take one. That's my nigga.
Yeah, I better leave Dre alone.
No, but you know the funny shit is I'm sitting here and I'm doing math in my head. And I'm saying to myself, I'm about 190. So if I'm 190 and she 150 more than me, that's 240, that's 340. How big a bitch is 340? Can I fuck a 340? And I start thinking, nigga, you done fucked 140-pound bitches before. The fuck you, for free you done gave him the dick. You might as well give him a 340-pound bitch
and
dick for some paper.
This nigga done analyzed the shit and his ass is gonna marry her big ass. He gonna be with her forever.
I thought about it.
Don't invite me over to the house. You want to know why? Because I'm going to ask her ass why she breathing so goddamn hard. Why are you breathing so hard?
Nigga, listen, I'm going to ask her the same question. Trust me. I'm just saying to myself, I'm like, boom. In 3 years, can I get $350,000 from this bitch? And I'm saying, that's all I'm just looking at. How much can I get for it? And I'm getting my exit strategy. And we're getting the fuck up out of here. I can't deal with this big bitch no more. She breathes too much. I'm trying to sleep. She fucking exhaling. Get the fuck out of here. I couldn't do it for a long time. I mean, maybe for a short time, but after a while, like you said, I know myself. I'd be abusive to them, and that's not right.
Right. Like, it's not right for me to do that, put you through that, and make you feel a type of way. And I'm okay.
It's definitely right. I don't want to be the fucking bad guy in the relationship. I don't want to be the jerk. You know what I'm saying? The fucking, why did I get married, and I'm fucking, you know what I'm saying, the dude married to Jill Scott. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be him. You know what I mean? So, I don't know if I could do that. But if the head right, Biggie did every night.
She can't breathe right. She gonna be breathing hard when she do.
Give a fuck about her breathing when I'm trying to get my nut. Who the fuck give a fuck about her breathing when you're trying to get your nut?
So you don't even care about her. You don't even care.
Listen. It ain't got nothing to do with just... All right, so let me get this straight. All right, see, now you're trying to play me. So let me see if I can get this straight. I understand that you are in a committed relationship right now. We're not talking about this place and time that we're in right now. But before this particular situation that you have embarked upon, if you were with a gentleman and you were, let's say, riding his face, and you were, let's say, 17 seconds away from coming, and he was, let's say, 14 seconds away from fucking asphyxiating and dying, would that nigga be dead and you bust your nut, or would you not bust your nut to let that nigga breathe and live?
He better know how to swim.
See, so you don't give a fuck about nobody breathing either when it comes to you fucking buzzing your nut. So don't make me seem like I'm the fucking bad guy. Okay, nigga?
Okay, all right, okay. Y'all really ain't ratchet. Mm-hmm. Y'all was terrible. We didn't get to the game because it's midnight already.
Nigga, it ain't no game. Nigga, we ain't got no fucking rules.
I don't see you. That's what we'll do.
We'll figure out a game.
Is it
we'll
points?
It
how the fuck does this shit work? What the fuck? Is it X's and O's?
You are the one who, you, Bob Barker, is the one who came up with it.
Nigga, I told you,
you
I was drinking shit and I was drinking Hennessy. I might even have something in the air. I don't know, nigga.
Dummy.
Hey, don't call names. That's not nice.
Dummy. Dumb. Now that lady gonna be out there dying because you won't let her up.
You make it seem like you wouldn't have did the same thing. And Medisa over there would have did the same thing, too. Look, she fucking trying to be, you know what I'm saying, all nice. Oh, I got to pick up bae. No, bitch, she knows she the fucking 68 of the nigga, too. Know what I'm saying? Fucking Dre acting like he fucking all silent. He know he the fucking, know what I'm saying, breathed hard and fucking splashed all in her, fucking choked her. Nigga, I ain't the only fucking selfish one here. All right? Let's not act like that.
Okay. All right.
I'm the bad guy.
I didn't say that. I said okay. All right. That's all I said. That's all I said.
No doubt.
Y'all
like
killing people. Y'all like killing people.
I'm just saying. Somebody should have choked that fucking pastor when he was eating that bitch ass.
Oh, Lord. Did y'all see what people were dressing up like him for the Hollows?
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Yo, people would dress up as anything.
Anything.
And
hey, that's what y'all people be out here doing in these streets. That's what y'all be doing. Okay. Well, it has been real and very ratchet tonight.
Yeah, silly.
It's been real and ratchet. Yeah, it's been real and ratchet. 6 o'clock will come early. So we will reconvene next week sometime. Yeah, we'll be here next week. We'll be here.
And we may even come up with a fucking rules to the game.
We might play the game.
That would be fun.
Rules so, Ron, I'm going to give you the task.
No, don't fucking do that to me. Come on, son.
Ron, you can do it.
Don't do that. No, Ron can't do a motherfucking thing. I'll help you.
Okay, so how about this? Ron and Medisa will come up with the rules and regulations and instructions to this game.
Okay, we'll get the rules.
We will test drive the game before we play the game in public. How about that one?
Okay, sounds like a plan.
Okay,
Medisa, you fucking no. See, no, mama. You gotta learn. No. What you basically said was, I'm making y'all motherfuckers do this shit, and then I'm gonna see if I like this shit before I let anybody else. No, nigga.
What?
If you gonna give us fucking dominion over this shit, we gonna do this shit. Ain't no test driving this shit, nigga. You gonna take our word for it. You gonna get it right, or the shit ain't right. You know what I'm saying? You gonna be like, you know what I'm saying? Here, go to the store, buy the fucking ingredients, come back, make a pot of it, I'ma taste it, and then if I like it, make another pot. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. I'm making one pot. You gonna fucking like this shit.
I can't.
Oh, nice ass. Nothing. If you were still in Indiana, you wouldn't have fell for that shit. That fucking Arizona fucking air got you all nice and shit. The fuck is wrong with
why
you?
Why are you
slipping?
Okay, ain't nothing wrong. That's not being nice. That's just, what are you talking about?
You being nice. You know what I'm saying? She trying to sun us.
Yeah.
Nice. Y'all go ahead. Y'all do it. You know that she ain't say we as a fucking show here together. She start delegating and shit.
Ron,
I'm in charge.
It was your idea for the show.
It was
your idea,
Ron.
It was your idea.
Yeah.
I volunteered
to help
your
raggedy
ass. I didn't have to volunteer.
Oh,
no, so
no,
how about
no.
this? You do it yourself.
Why well, I gotta be raggedy, nigga? This ain't taking
so.
A good time.
Whoa,
nigga,
okay,
I ain't
okay.
running, nigga. I ain't
volunteer.
Used to running.
I was volunteering to help you, sir. But I don't have to volunteer to help you.
No, see, no, I wasn't, there you go, Auntie. See, she done did this fucking, this divide and conquer shit. See, you're not seeing where
okay.
I'm coming from. I'm trying to give us more power. And here you
oh,
go,
okay.
thinking I'm trying,
okay,
you know what I'm saying?
You know,
she don't
know. You know I got to watch you.
You ain't got to watch me. I got your back. See,
see
mine, this kitty, she the one. That be fucking trying to cause all kind of ruckus. First she had her shit
right?
on Dre, talking about, you know what I'm saying? The shit that, yeah, this nigga was in the car breathing. Ain't nobody fucking know Dre was breathing.
I can hear him breathing.
Ain't no fucking
did,
body
I'm,
know Dre
I
was
did.
Breathing. Dre was breathing to himself. He wasn't bothering nobody. Here she go want to shout his shit out.
It was bothering me. What part of it was bothering me? Do y'all not understand?
Yo, she just be causing all kind of bullshit on the show, and y'all don't be catching that shit, but I be catching that shit.
What?
I be catching that shit, fucking troublemaking ass of mine. Yo, nigga.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
And to see Medisa almost fell for it, but I had to bring her back into the fold. We on the same side.
What are you talking
here.
About?
Y'all gonna do we gonna do a test drive before. Who the fuck got time for a test drive, nigga? When the fuck we driving this test? Exactly.
In the middle of the week before we go on a show.
So that means we gotta hurry up and get this shit together. We can't have no fucking off days. The weekend is fucking no. See what I'm saying? But these shit trying to pimp us.
Oh Lord. You are so insubordinate.
Yeah, I am, ain't I? I know.
Yeah.
I'm a piece of shit. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But the thing is, Dave, it was your idea. Why would I take your idea and then expound upon it? You can use your own idea and create something, star.
Nigga. What? So. You asked a question. Nobody else said nothing. And I said to myself, I ain't going to say nothing. I ain't going to say nothing. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be the one to blame. But then I was like, let me ask you a question. You want this or that? And then you was like, yeah, I need to blah, blah, blah. And then this one comes out the blue. That's a good idea. Nigga, I ain't got no good ideas. What are you talking about? I just asked a question. It was an idea. So then I said, well,
but you had no question mark. There was no question mark. There was no period. There was no, hey, do you think this is a good idea? You didn't say none of that. So how are we supposed to know that it was a question if you didn't punctuate it properly?
Nigga, the funny shit is that you asked that question, but you answered the fucking question. you see what I mean? I was on the show. Nigga, you answered the question. I didn't know it was a question. Well, how the fuck you had to answer it?
How are we supposed to know that it was a question? You didn't have a question. You didn't say.
But you answered
the question,
so you already. But you were wise enough to assume that it was a question mark at the end of that, even though my punctuation may not have been proper. And I apologize for being a fucking dummy. I'm just a regular public school education. You got to excuse me. However, you answered, and you said, I need to laugh. So then,
you frustrated? You frustrated, Ron? Thank you for your skin?
That's
did you just use your outside voice at me? Is that what that was? Did you just
Anyway.
Man,
so,
I need to bring it down a notch or two.
No.
All right, I'm sorry. I was trying to be gangster. My bad.
Stand your gangster ass down and go breathe hard with the girl. But anyway, we're getting ready to go. Well, okay, I'll give you time. I'll give you some weeks to work on it.
You give us, nigga? We take what the fuck is that shit?
I'll give you some weeks to work on this.
Medisa, if you want to give us something, tell her ass to give us a fucking paycheck. How about that?
Oh, my God. Ron, I'm not. Nigga, I pay the bills around here. Until you pay a motherfucking bill around these parts of this.
Until you
pay a motherfucking bill for this radio station. I take the lights all around here.
You the white lady. I can't.
I need a paycheck, nigga.
You the white lady. When every 2 weeks from the cops, man. Yeah, shut up.
I ain't like how that sounded. That's not the kind of thing.
Shut up. So we about to go. Because this nigga here. We about to go. So. You black people, have a good night. Enjoy your weekend. It is Winston-Salem State's homecoming. Rams, please be careful. Have some good, clean fun. Don't do no shit that I wouldn't do. Just enjoy yourself. Shut up, nigga. Didn't nobody ask you to. Nobody asked you to do that. Nobody asked you. Nobody asked you.
oh, Lord.
So,
okay.
We're getting ready to go. So, y'all black people be good. I'm about to cue this white woman. We'll see y'all next week. Same time, same place, different shenanigans. And who knows what the news will give us. To talk about. Anyway.
All right, people. Have a good night.
Just take a still laugh.